This is a pro-hearing for Michael Logan, agency number 043456. The other board will be getting an incumbency, working with the president today, or the Honorable Canoas, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Dana Bianco. Hearing lead today, Mr. Logan has waived his right to appear for this hearing. Mr. Logan is 65 years old, and he is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, which began on February 3rd, 1981. Mr. Logan became parole eligible on May 4th, 2006, and was certified for this hearing for parole to his next and second sentence or after discharge November 9th, 2018. For the instant offense, Mr. Logan received the life sentence for murder, a consecutive sentence of 21 years for kidnapping, and three more sentences that are consecutive to the kidnapping sentence, but they run concurrent to each other. One is for 21 years for sexual assault, one is 15 years for robbery, and another is 15 years for computer tampering. Today's hearing is for drugs and next to the 21-year kidnapping sentence. Mr. Logan has been before the board on three prior occasions, of which he was denied parole. Mr. Logan has a detainer from the 16th Circuit Court in Michigan. I'm not sure what that's about, and probably possibly wouldn't be in effect, wouldn't be acted upon if he was to be released. So the offense involved was in from January 28, 1981, the defendant and Jess Giles were Suzanne Rosetti. That night, the defendant and Jess Giles were in the Utah convenience store, Fixed Street Banker, when the victim Suzanne Rosetti entered to make a purchase upon returning the car. She discovered that her car was locked and solicited the defendant and Jess Giles assistance and in exchange for them helping unlock the car, she bought them a sit-back mirror off to give them the ride to their riding stable. While the victim was riding, Jess Giles grabbed her and after stopping the car, put him to the ground where the defendant Jess Giles were raped her. The defendant Jess Giles drove the victim to her apartment where they stole her valuables and they both raped her again. The defendant Mr. Giles drove the victim to the Superstition Mountains and pushed her off a cliff. After she fell 40 feet and landed on a rotten hillside, the defendant Jess Giles went down where her body was at, found out she was still alive. She begged for mercy, told the defendant Jess Giles she was going to die anyway and let her die in peace. According to Jess Giles, the defendant responded, "That's right, bitch, you are." The defendant Jess Giles bashed the victim on the head with rocks until she lost consciousness, and then he covered the body with rocks. The defendant Jess Giles fled the scene in the victim's car. Over a period of time afterwards, they accessed her bank account several times and paid $250 each time. And according to medical examiner, the victim died approximately 10 to 15 minutes after she was buried. So she suffered quite a death. She had a crushed cheek and eye. The eye was missing from the socket, and she was very beaten up. This woman had a criminal history starting in 1971 when he was 18, criminal family, drugs, group burglary, robbery, residential burglary, and the instant offense of 1981. In very low discipline, in the last 5 years, he had a disorderly conduct in 2015, fighting in 2016, promoting prison contraband in 2017. All those were majors. And within the last 5 years. He had very little programming and there was no family or community support. The woman in victim's letters, however, he did receive a letter from the American County Attorney's Office opposing any sort of release, written date was November 18th, 2018. Based on all the information in the parole packet, do you have any motion to deny parole to make consecutive sentence after discharge from this group? Michael Rogan, agency M 043456, and due to the date of crime, I cannot ask for a 1-year set off, and that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yourself. Who's second?
I did, so far.
Okay, moved by Dr. Mr. Johnson. Certain house. And reasons would be serious violent offense, loss of life, serious deed offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, victim harassment based on the way it all came down. Violent criminal history. Recent disciplinaries, lack of programming for a release plan, or many units for the family community support. And unless there's something else, my board members would like to add on. Okay, then that will end here.